They call her Dorothy. That's the proper name, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's the proper name today?
Negro.
But do you call them Negroes, or do you call them mostly colored people?
Colored people.
Some of them
resent the word Negro even now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, some like Negro. Negro, you know, what sounds sort of up to date. Negro.
I see.
But a lot of them say colored.
Uh-huh.
That's colored folks.
If you get mad at them today, you call them
nigger.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them things like jig or shine? Or those terms are used.
No. What is that? What's the term we use now? Coleroid.
What?
The Coleroid. Well, that's a pretty common name now. Coleroid.
Oh, I see. And
that's a kind of a slur name now.
How do you normally refer to a member of your own race here? Just
white folks.
White folks. Uh-huh. And what's the way a colored man might insult a white man? What would he call him? Behind his back. I mean, he said, there goes that old... He ain't nothing but an old...
White trash.
White trash?
White trash.
Uh-huh. Do they use cracker as an insult? Ain't nothing but an old
never
cracker.
Never have known of that.
Cracker is not an insulting term, is it?
No, a Georgia cracker, you see, is really...
Just like an Indiana Hoosier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like...
When they came into town, where Georgia crackers came, the word, they'd come into town cracking their whips.
Mm-hmm.
The Georgia people would come into town and popping their whips, you know, cracking their whips,
mm-hmm.
their buggy whips, or their wagon whips, and they called them Georgia crackers.
I see.
Where the Georgia cracker came
I think Georgia truck drivers are still cracking their whips, you know, when they come into town.
That's right.
suppose a man had a fishing rod he liked very much, and his young son broke it carelessly, and he got very mad, very upset. You say, that man got awfully... The son got awfully...
Mad?
Mad, riled up?
Riled.
Uh-huh. Say mostly mad. After you've been working hard all day, you'd say, by nighttime, I'm really...
Bushed?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
spooked.
You do.
And
spooked.
Spooked. Uh-huh. And if somebody becomes ill suddenly, you say, he sure what, sick in a hurry.
He sure took sick in a hurry.
And you said the celebration after a wedding was a noisy celebration after a wedding. You said we talked about it earlier, but the tape recorder
wasn't
on. Serenade.
Serenade.
Uh-huh. And the man who stands up with the groom, did you ever call him the best man now?
That's right. I call him the best man now. And didn't they call him the groomsman?
Groomsman?
Uh-huh. Old time.
And do you ever hear him called a waiter?
I think not.
Uh-huh. And you used to frighten children by saying, now you better behave or what'll get you?
Boogerman
will get you.
Uh-huh. And if you have a heavy suitcase to take from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this case. I'm glad I don't have to... What? The suitcase very far.
Tote.
Uh-huh. And the intestines of a hog.